Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological report on Richard Knight, K-N-I-G-H-T. Address is 1584 County Road 306, Elk Grove, California, 95989. Phone 530-968-5167. ID is triple XS double XS 8596, date of birth 11/16/1938, 83-year-old, married, retired rancher. Insurance is Medicare / Anthem Blue Cross Pharmacy, Willis Pharmacy, 530-934-7744. It's addressed to Dr. Michael Goodman, M.D. Colusa Medical Clinic, 151 East Webster Street, Colusa, California, 530-458-4162, fax 530-458-8258. The clinical indication, neurological evaluation, in continuity of care and continued treatment for symptoms of Parkinson's disease. A new paragraph, identified comorbid medical problems, list these vertically, dysomnia, suspected obstructive sleep apnea syndrome. Below that it should say, ischemic white matter, cerebrovascular disease, subparagraph, old right cerebellar hemispheric chronic lacunar infarction, basal ganglia chronic lacunar infarction, minor ventricular prominence, flattening concavity to the roof of the midbrain, partially empty cella, patchy paranasal sinus mucosal thickening, evidence of previous burr holes, abnormal neuroquantitative processing showing superior frontal lobe and inferior frontal lobe atrophy, superior and supramarginal parietal lobe atrophy, atrophy of the fusiform gyrus, cerebellar gray matter atrophy, atrophy of the pallidum, parenthesis basal ganglia and parenthesis, clinical findings, mast facies, Parkinsonian inducible neuromuscular rigidity, ambulatory ataxia. Dear Dr. Goodman, Richard Knight was seen today accompanied by his wife, who is providing, who has and continues to provide his ongoing care for many years. New paragraph, he is on reasonable maximal doses of carbidopa, levodopa, entacapone therapy, both during the day and at night, with good benefit. New paragraph. His diagnostic evaluation to date identifies ischemic and vascular cerebrovascular findings that would explain his symptoms and presentation. New paragraph. He has a clinical history of dysomnia for which sleep testing is being requested. New paragraph. Additional lab work is being ordered for dementia laboratory evaluation testing. New paragraph. He's been given the quality of life questionnaires by the NIH for evaluation, for further assessment of his general functional capacity. New paragraph. Important findings on his MR imaging study identified features that are consistent with the possibility of supranuclear palsy. New paragraph. By his wife's report, he is having difficulty with swallowing and phonation. New paragraph. On today's examination, he cannot look up from the midline very well with his head forward without tilting his head back, consistent with findings of probable supranuclear palsy. Subparagraph. Findings of supranuclear palsy have a very guarded prognosis in the spectrum of Parkinsonian disorders. Subparagraph. Some symptoms may be responsive to carbidopa-levodopa. New paragraph. He is scheduled for swallowing evaluation, and we will look forward to the results to see what their findings will be and what further recommendations might be useful for his care. New paragraph. His wife, seen today, is very focused on improving her symptoms of neuropathy, which are most likely a consequence of MUGUS, M-U-G-U-S, all in capitals, for which I've asked her to speak with Dr. Maj, M-A-J-Z. M-A-J-Z. Her oncologist in regard to possible treatment. New paragraph. I am ordering additional laboratory testing on his wife in regards to possible treatable causes of her polyneuropathy. New paragraph. I will send a follow report when he is seen for reevaluation and follow-up with his wife, and sign respectfully with my professional signature.